Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, February 4th edition of your favorite short podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. Appreciate it. We've got a mama bear fired up over continued masking in school after bureaucrats a year ago said it was out of their hands. Now it's not. They're still masking. Why? We will get into that. Plus, we have, I mean, the confrontation she has with the school superintendent's fantastic. The spokesperson at the State Department in a fun exchange with a reporter who just is not willing to take the Biden regime's word for it on Ukraine. You're going to want to hear that. Joe Biden says you can't buy, you know, a cannon. Turns out you actually can buy a cannon, but who you know. And also lies about the Second Amendment in general and gun manufacturers, and no surprise there. And then more on the CNN complete meltdown that's been going on, which I have to say is absolutely fantastic to watch. But first off, what about the people who were told your kids won't have to mask indefinitely? This isn't about some weird political, social ideology thing. It's just because of the governor, or it's because we have no choice. Well, now they have a choice, at least in Virginia, and guess what? They are still doing it. They're still making kids mask. What does one mom have to say about it? Oh, man, she is fired up about all this. Absolutely fired up, and it is fantastic to hear. Trust me on this one. You're going to want to know what this mom is saying about it. But first, I got to tell you to make sure you are being as safe as you can online. Tax return time is stressful. Here's what can happen. You think you're going to get, you know, a couple $1,000s, maybe $5,000-$6,000, who knows, in your return because, you know, you're getting that money back from the government, right? And you find out, wait, no, that money's already been paid out. How is that possible? You didn't get that money. Oh, a cyber thief stole your identity, your social security number, and got your refund. This happens all the time. It's a big business crime, right? They're doing it constantly. That's why you need LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If LifeLock detects your information has been compromised, they'll send you an alert. They do it with a phone call, a text, and they're quick to contact you. If you're a victim of identity theft, LifeLock's restoration specialist will help you make sense of it all. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now, save 25% off your first year by using promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or use LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code BUCK for 25% off. All right, as promised, a Virginia mom confronting the Prince William County School Superintendent over their continued anti-science, anti-rule of law masking stance. Get ready for it. Play one.
On November 15th of last year, I had the privilege of speaking with Dr. McDade for 10 minutes following the CRT town hall meeting. During that discussion, which was friendly and cordial, I asked what she, as superintendent, could do to get the kids out of masks. Dr. McDade told me that she would if she could, but that her hands were tied by then Governor Northam's executive order mandating face coverings. And if it weren't for that, things would be different. Well, tonight, things are different. And I'd like to ask you, Dr. McDade, tonight, what has changed? And what do you plan on doing now that your hands are untied? I'm asking all of you to step up the way other leaders who have and are ending COVID restrictions by the day. What will it take? You are on the losing side of history. And it's time to make that right before these children now.
Thank you. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. She is correct. And the crazy libs out there are an embarrassment on the issue of school masking. Well, why are they still doing this? You can look at the data. You can actually line the data up for mask mandate school states with schools open, obviously. And what you see is that the curves are the same. The virus spreads. The masks don't do anything. Doesn't work. I'm sorry. I know that they don't want to.
Oh, but I was told by all the smart people. I was told by Fauci.
No, shut up. Wrong. You were wrong, libs. Deal with it. Marinate in your wrongness, libs. They need to understand this. It's very hard for them, though, because they've all gone through life. If you're a true Democrat leftist, you've gone through life with this unearned sense of moral and intellectual superiority because the apparatus of the left and the socialists in this country, because that's really what they are. And the Democrat Party is increasingly obviously just a preview of the socialism that they actually want to impose on all of us. They're just taking us further and further in that direction. And the authoritarian socialism, understand that. That's what COVID's shown you. Who have been the authoritarians during COVID, the right or the left? It's the left. This is their mentality. This is who they are. But they've thought for so long that they're so smart, they're so cool. If you're on the left, you're a good person. And so you would never be fooled by some petty tyrant bureaucrat like Fauci into doing things that are absolutely worthless. Oh, but they were. But they were. You see, that's the problem. That is the reality that they face. That is the circumstance that we are going through right now. And they won't accept it because they would much rather believe that they are smarter than you and me. They'd much rather believe that they are somehow still right, even though that makes no sense whatsoever. But here, for example, is Surgeon General Murthy, right? This guy's out there, and he's saying, if we want to keep kids in school, we've got to get them vaccinated. Play clip two, please.
But here's one thing that's important to know, Don John, about Test to Stay. Test to Stay is a way of getting kids to stay in school as opposed to being out of school during their quarantine period. But if your child is vaccinated, particularly if they're fully vaccinated, that actually you treat the quarantine differently. You don't necessarily have to separate from other people. You have to take precautions. You may need to get tested at day five during that quarantine period. But you can actually keep your kids in school more effectively without having to do the serial testing with Test to Stay if your children are fully vaccinated. I mention this, John, because right now in the United States, we have less than 30% of kids in the 5 through 11 range who are fully vaccinated. We've got to get those numbers up to protect our kids, but it also will help keep them in school.
You're not going to get those numbers up, you lunatic, because people don't want to get their kids vaccinated against something that isn't a threat to the children and that they know they're going to have to keep getting shots for. Shots, more shots. They don't have long-term safety data on what this does to children. They don't have it. It does not exist. Don't ever forget that. What kind of trials do you think they've run on a vaccine that has been around less than a year on the long-term effects on children? Do you think that they're some kind of super geniuses who are never wrong? What is three shots for a child's immune system? What will that do? They're talking about a three-shot regimen. Nobody knows. The people who are telling you otherwise are lying to you. They don't know. By the way, it could be fine. I don't know either. But I admit that I don't know. They pretend to know. That's the problem. All the buck, but Fauci says. Yeah, right. That Fauci is now an intelligence test. Anyone who says Fauci says, you're moron. Total moron. Fauci's been wrong about everything, absolutely everything. The guy is the worst. Come in here in a second and see how the State Department spokesman for the Biden regime handles some actual questions. Some, oh my gosh, a shocking moment of journalism over at the State Department. It's pretty fun because the Biden folks are saying Russia is preparing for a false flag to start a war in Ukraine. I mean, Russia does stuff like that. No question. The Russians, you know, the Russian government fights real dirty, and I know that. So that wouldn't surprise me. But I do think it's fair to say, what proof do you have of this? What proof do you have? We will get into the fact that they apparently think that just saying so is proof in a moment. I just closed on another done-for-you house. And it was a seamless experience, absolutely fantastic. And honestly, if you're a real estate investor, you want to become a real estate investor, you've never done it before, you need to check out my friends at Done For You Real Estate. They help me through every step. So they say, hey, we are going to help you pick a city where you should invest, or you know, a general area around a city where you should invest. You're buying a single family home. You're going to rent it out. So your mortgage will be covered. You'll get free cash flow every month, and you'll be building equity over time and also additional value in the property if home values rise. These guys know what they're doing at Done For You Real Estate. That's why I work with them. That's why I'm a client. I own homes, the whole process through Done For You. And they help you with a management company, too. So you are just going through the paperwork, the funding, and you know, signing, and they're taking care of all the legwork to get the property lined up and ready to go and get it rented. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this whole process works. That's doneforyoubuck.com. Again, doneforyoubuck.com. And you'll see these guys are fantastic at real estate investing. All right, in Ukraine, there could be a war any day now. There already is something of a war that's been going on for about 7 years, the Russian paramilitaries operating there. But there might be a much bigger conflagration. People are very concerned about this. Well, here is State Department spokesman Ned Price going back and forth with AP reporter Matt Lee over proof that the Russians are fabricating a pretext for war in Ukraine, or, you know, that's what's actually happening. Listen to this exchange. This is remarkable. Go for it. Play.
Russia also has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. So that, Matt, to your question, is an action that Russia has already taken.
It's an action that you say that they have taken, but you have shown no evidence to confirm that. And I'm going to get to the next question here, which is, what is the evidence that they, I mean, this is like crisis actors, really? This is like Alex Jones territory you're getting into now. What evidence do you have to support the idea that there is some propaganda film in the making?
Matt, this is derived from information known to the U.S. government, intelligence information that we have declassified. I think you know.
Okay, well, where is it? Where is this information?
It is intelligence information that we have declassified.
Well, where is it? Where is the declassified information?
I just delivered it.
No, you made a series of allegations and statements.
Would you like us to print it out, the topper? Because you will see a transcript of this briefing that you can print out for yourself.
That's not evidence, Ned. That's you saying it. That's not evidence. I'm sorry.
That's not evidence. That's you saying it. It's pretty funny. It's unbelievable, isn't it? I'm telling you, that is the evidence. No, that's actually not. That's actually not evidence, turns out. It's not true that is evidence. But here we are. That's the Biden regime is like, what do you mean? You're the press. You do our bidding. You do our bidding. That's how this is supposed to go, right? They're not supposed to ask any real questions. They're not supposed to cause any problems. Of course not. Of course not. And so they're not ready for it. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to actually handle this. It's remarkable, folks. Biden lying about guns once again. So here's one thing he says, you know, you can't own a cannon. Let me tell you something right now. You can't own a cannon. Can't own it. Actually, you can. It's a federally regulated issue, but you can actually own a cannon. And you have been able to for a very long time. But do facts matter to the gun grabbers? No, they just want you disarmed so that you are a compliant sheeple. And that the government can do whatever it wants to you and know that there won't ever, ever be meaningful pushback to that. And in the era of COVID, I think people understand more than ever, Second Amendment as a check on tyranny, pretty important, actually. Pretty damn important. But here's Biden
calling for an end to the exemption that gun manufacturers have. Because, you know, Biden, he's just got to go to the talking points well now, folks. He's an idiot. His presidency sucks. So he goes to the talking points well. Play clip 15.
They're the only industry in America that is exempted from being able to be sued by the public. Only one. Imagine had that been the way with cigarette manufacturers. Where the hell would we, where the heck would we be? We'd be in tough shape. Why gun manufacturers? Because of the power of their lobbying ability. It's got to end. They got to be held responsible for the things that they do that are irresponsible. And folks, you know, it's the only industry in America, as I said, that's exempt from being sued. And I think I find it to be outrageous.
Everything he says there is a stupid lie. It's not that I disagree with him, it's a lie. Everything he says is a stupid lie. I just want you to understand that before we even dissect how. Gun manufacturers can be sued. If you go buy a firearm and it blows up because of shoddy manufacturing and, you know, you get a shard of metal in your eye or something, they can be sued. They can't be sued for the misuse of the product. And this is a pretty straightforward, you know, criminal usage of a product is a pretty straightforward reason for you can't be sued. Do we think that it would be, let's just destroy this. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard a president say. And Joe Biden is a true moron, so that's saying a lot. Think about it. If a knife manufacturer, and I mean chef's knives, if someone uses a knife to stab someone to death in the street, should you be able to sue the knife manufacturer for that death? No, because the knife is meant to chop up carrots and celery and, you know, chicken breast. But sure enough, if someone used a Louisville Slugger to beat someone to death, should you sue Louisville Slugger, the bat manufacturer? No, it's meant for baseball or softball or whatever. Same thing with guns. No one's making a gun saying go kill innocent people and use this in a crime. There are literally tens of millions of law-abiding gun owners in this country who use guns the right way. Go to the range with it, have it, train with it. Maybe do some, you know, some other hunting or various, you know, sport shooting with it. But, you know, but they have it and they lawfully use it. That's it. So who is going to be sued? They just want to destroy the gun manufacturers. It's so obvious. It's pathetic. But their argument is stupid beyond words. And Joe Biden, I mean, I think as importantly as anything else, he's lying to you. He's lying to you about this. He's a liar. This guy's always been a liar. He's gross. He's not a nice person. That's just his whole politician Cheshire cat grin, you know. Hey, I'm Joe. I'm your friend. I'm Joe Biden. I'm a folks. You know, I'm one of the folks. You know, this guy's been a multi-millionaire for many, many, many years now. I'm one of the folks. He's not sitting there at the kitchen table worried about paying the rent. Honestly, Joe Biden is a politician for stupid people. Really, really. I mean, people think this guy is smart or worthwhile. They got a lot to learn. A lot to learn. Unbelievable. I mean, a lot of them know that he's a moron. So they're just doing this because they hate Trump. And I mean, I get that, right? They hated Trump and he's a Democrat. I mean, you know, and Biden's a Democrat, so it's all got to be better. Anyway, CNN's implosion is my favorite thing this week. Because CNN, I've said, is an evil organization. It's an evil organization with bad people running it and bad people working it. Not everybody. I have friends who work at CNN still. But it's a bad place, and it needs to be, you know, torn down to the studs and rebuilt for it to be anything, not even to be conservative, just to not be a joke. Here is, on the issue of CNN trust, there's a supercut that's making the rounds here from Grabian. It's a montage of all the things that CNN says. Notice if you can find any untruths in this. Play 14.
We are not fake news. We are real news.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated.
Some rioters were planning to murder lawmakers.
What does Putin have on Trump? Has Trump been compromised?
That Kavanaugh aided and abetted in the commission of a gang rape.
But it does look like that young man to me is taunting the Native American Vietnam vet, and he's in his face.
When you start whipping people and you want to split hairs between reins and whips.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing
by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
Looking ahead to 2020, one reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
A widely held conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese laboratory.
Dr. Fauci, thank you for keeping it straight. Thank you for fighting the good fight.
We know the science. We know that masks work.
This is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It is now a pandemic of choice.
So many lies. So many lies. So much propaganda, too. Outrageous, isn't it? But CNN is the absolute worst. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Even I think CNN at some level knows it. All right, we'll get into more of all this on Monday. I'm going to be down here in Miami trying to get some sun this weekend, which I'm excited about. Hope you all have fantastic, restful weekends and come back ready for the fight next week, because the commies aren't going to rest. You know that. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk to you Monday. Shields high.